Hello, one and all. I'm Bradford Becker. Welcome to Red Barn Radio as we continue our 23rd year of broadcasting. Tonight, presenting Roots Music Southern Style with episode number 903. Our guest this evening has toured Australia, New Zealand, the U.S., U.K., and Canada. He's performed at a long list of festivals, from Merlefest to both the Cambridge and Philadelphia Folk Festivals, Bristol Rhythm and Roots. Nigel is a unique talent, an artist who is not only a skilled player, but also a skilled writer with the voice to carry the truth and poetry he shares in song. I'm so looking forward to our time together this evening, and I'm glad you're here with us for an evening of music and conversation with Mr. Nigel Warren.
The thylacine was a marsupial in Tasmania that became extinct in 1936 in a Hobart zoo. It was about the size of a dog, and it had a pouch. It had these stripes on its back, hence the name that was given to it by the English when they arrived, the Tasmanian tiger. Getting out of here alive. So I'll sing this song to my unconceived child, and I'll tell thee the dynamite's all gone. I thought I heard a final sing, but I guess I was wrong. See the fiddler's right hand, how it's gliding through the air. But there's nobody watching in this, no horse's hair, and I'm unable to hear the song. I thought I heard a fiddler sing, but I've been told I was wrong. Oh, secrets are made for fools, they keep their promise. Oh, secrets. Said Sam, I am, Sam, I am calling Uncle Sam. There's nothing to eat except green eggs and ham. A call from the captain. The captain of the song. I thought I heard a fiddler sing, but I've been told I was wrong. Go, you little Aussie, into the furnace of song. stoke it with stolen kindness. All you think is wrong and feel the moon of fire everywhere. I thought I heard a thylacine, but it was
to WEKU, Red Barn Radio's official radio partner, NPR for Central and Eastern Kentucky. Listen online at weku.org. Red Barn Radio is presented with the support of LexArts, Lexington, Kentucky's cultural development, advocacy, and fundraising organization. LexArts, working for the development of a strong and vibrant arts community as a means of enhancing the quality of life in Central Kentucky. And by Visit Lex, Lexington, Kentucky's Convention and Visitors Bureau. Planning to visit Lexington or just looking for more information? Visit Lex is on the web at visitlex.com.
Nigel Wern, our guest this evening, is a guitarist and multi-instrumentalist, singer-songwriter who grew up in the Australian outback on a monstrous dairy farm, and also, oddly enough, found himself under the spell of such diverse influences as Nick Cave, Tom Waits, and Ricky Lee Jones. I know we'll have some fine conversation about his writing, his travels, and yes, his guitar making. Rolling Stone magazine calls Nigel's music warmth flecked with grit and beauty. The Weekend Australian says Nigel's songs showcase vocal swagger of Van Morrison. So glad you can be here tonight for an evening of music and conversation with Nigel Wern.
I can see it in your eyes. We were summoning a song, but I misread the signs, and it all went wrong. My resolve has fallen and shattered about the room. I said what I said a moment too soon. Words about shapes that are chewed by the tooth. Messengers of love and naked ugly truth. And what once is said can't be unheard. What once is bled may forever be the sun will rise like a pin to a balloon. I said what I said a moment too soon. A silhouette of
shades darker than before. I've entered the space between mine and yours. The mind does bend like a magic man's spoon. I said what I said a moment too soon. The earth will turn to the dark side of the moon.
Our guest this evening on Red Barn Radio is Nigel Wern. He's from Australia. Before we talk about Nigel, the musician, if we might start by talking about the rest of you and maybe some of your sort of upbringing and youth that brought you to this place. You are a school teacher.
By trade, yeah. So these days I do what you call substitute teaching.
Okay.
We call it casual relief teaching.
Casual relief.
There's nothing casual about it.
No. Substitute teaching?
Yeah, it can be terrifying. You know, keeps me honest. Like, I worked full-time for about 12 or 13 years, and then about 10 years ago, I, you know, tossed it all in to make millions of dollars in the music industry.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
And obviously, based judging from your wardrobe and whatnot, you've gotten to that place.
My $5 shirt from Savers in Melbourne. Yeah.
To the edge of the river with you, my resolve got wild, and your mind got skewed. Down by the edge of the river with you, that's where I whispered what I was going to do. I was confused by the change, by your conviction, the silence in flames. But then your gaze, well, it turned my way. Then the words I couldn't let you say. Listen up, honey. Listen up real. Need a truth, but now there ain't time to heal. We had each other, we had our song. Never mind that, the timing was wrong. To the edge of the water side, I'll never forget how I lied, then how I ran for to save. some true love lost as a will to survive. Listen up, honey. Listen up, real. We need a truth, but now there ain't time to heal. We had each other. We had our song. Never mind that. The timing was wrong.
So you started off then professionally, your first sort of salary job was school teaching?
Teaching. I finished school, went to uni and university, and then straight into high school. I'm a high school teacher trained, but I taught what you call elementary school as well.
So elementary would be what age group?
So we call it primary school. So we have two main sort of schools. We have primary, which is sort of grade prep, which is like 5 years old, up to grade six, which is like 12 or 13, usually 12 or maybe 11 or 12. And then high school, sort of, you know, age 13 or 12 through to 18 when you leave school and go to college or university.
And what did you teach?
Well, I'm a trained PE, phys ed and English teacher and health.
And what are PE classes like in Australia where you taught? Do a variety of games, you teach a little softball, you teach a little bit of...
Used to wear like Lycra and sweatbands, fluorescent Lycra and a headband. And I had long hair then too, and a tank top. And I didn't.
I
wasn't really a tracksuit kind of guy.
This.
my tracksuit of choice is actually double denim. But a lot of different sports. We go outside sometimes, be in a gymnasium sometimes. AFL is the big sport where I'm from, Australian rules football. That's the game of choice.
Like rugby?
Way different. Completely different to any football you'd be
Explain
used to.
Explain the difference between AFL and rugby.
Well, more akin to soccer, but different again. It's like the roots of AFL come from Gaelic football. But so it's like if you can imagine playing soccer with an oval-shaped ball, not as pointy as a gridiron ball.
Okay.
You can run in any direction. You got to kick it, like punt it. Or handball it like this with your hands. And if you mark it on the full, you get to go back and have a free kick. And it's full contact, so you can tackle people. And it's on a huge ground. It's on a cricket ground. You know, people play in the midfield, they can run up to 12, 13, 14 miles a game, like the professionals. Woo. It's one of the most intense team sports out there in terms of fitness.
Huh.
Yeah, it's probably even more hardcore than something like soccer or, you know, in terms of distance run and sprinting. And it's a very high-impact, high-speed game.
Huh.
Yeah, it's cool.
A wheel loses purchase when the gravel hits a skid. If I miss the turn and I'm fast to learn the day when gravity hits. Profit is devolved, the politicians are reprobate. The police can try, but I think we'll survive a long and bloody wait. Friction collides with truth. Director denounces his soul. The silver screen and that truly obscene is hidden in blood and gore. So trivial a life, one of hardship, truth and bait, smeared with lies I don't think will survive the long and bloody wait. Death comes to a soul in the end, an enemy or a friend, and your time will show. Soul loses purpose when death seeks to destroy. When the soil is turned and seedlings burn to smite the hope employed. But you stand with your scythe as though Lucifer himself. You cut the grass tall as though we should fall before your bloody wealth. Can you hear the screams of all the banshees in the night? They're all human and you're the one looming and causing the bloody fright. Tell the truth, you demagogue. Furnish yourself with thy sin and slate. You bludgeon the hive, no chance you'll survive a long and bloody wait. Death comes to a soul.
You ended up in teaching because you had fond memories of your high school days.
Not exactly.
And you wanted to relive that in some way.
Not exactly. I grew up on a farm that was about 750 acres. When I was born, we were running sheep, so it was a sheep and sheep farm. We used to shear and grow lamb. Because lamb's really big in Australia. It's a pretty normal thing. It used to be bigger than what it is now. And wool used to be a huge thing in Australia. That was one of our major exports for a long time. So I grew up going to a primary school when I was in grade 6. So when I was 12, there was only like 12 kids in the school.
So this was rural. I wasn't too far off then when I
don't
know.
It's not the outback, though.
Okay, yeah, right, exactly.
It looks more like we were driving through Iowa the other day. And it looks more like Iowa.
Okay.
Yeah, so green. Where I'm from, not this year. We're in drought at the moment, but where I'm from is very green. Lots of cows. Farm eventually became a dairy farm based on economics in the industry. But so
you said you were closer to the ocean.
Where I'm now, I'm very close to the ocean. The Great Ocean Road, some of you listeners, if they've been to Australia, they might have done the Great Ocean Road, which is looks a little bit like the California coast, like Big Sur and that sort of stuff. It's a really specky, as we would say, spectacular part of the world. And Warrnambool, where I live, is kind of at the end of the Great Ocean Road. If you go to sort of picture, you know, tourist things to do in Australia, the Great Ocean Road, there'll be definitely pictures of that. There'll be the Great Barrier Reef, there'll be, you know, Uluru, and there'll be the Great Ocean Road, probably, amongst other things.
Yeah.
Sing on, songbird, though we can't fly with you into the ether. Into the blue. Time can never alter your distant song. It echoes between us. May it echo long, though night falls on the garden. Our eyes adjust to the light. Sing on, songbird, tonight. Here and ever after, may your sun forever shine. Your rays and colors eclipse all time. Tears and laughter as we share your song. That echoes between us, may it echo long. Fly with you, we'll sing your song so bright. Sing on, songbird, tonight.
If the sun were to explode, which probably won't, well, yeah, according to my rigorous research on Wikipedia, it's more likely to fizzle out and become a cold rock, apparently. Presumably, if it was to explode, we wouldn't know anything about it for 8 minutes and 20 seconds, because that's how long it would take for the sunlight to get to Earth at the speed of light. You can wow all your dinner guests with that one next time you, you know, a trivia night or something like that.
What will I say if the sun explodes? If the gas depletes and the core implodes? Would the birds warn that our time was through?
We're back with more Red Barn Radio after this break. Red Barn Radio, roots music, southern style. We'll be right back.
Been working so hard, I would lay down. I would lay down like you should lay with me now. Been traveling long, been working so hard, I would lay down. I would lay down like you should lay with me now.
Welcome back. This is Red Barn Radio, recorded live from the Arts Place Performance Hall in Lexington, Kentucky. Red Barn Radio, roots music, southern style.
8 minutes to live, 8 minutes to die. Been traveling long, been working so hard, I would lay down. I would lay down like you should lay with. me now. Been traveling long, been working so hard. Would we learn our mistake that the earth don't turn? Is how we all spins and how egos burn. If we knew all the day, would they charge our fate? The last sunset could never be free. Our earthly care. I'd forgo the world for 8 minutes with you. So hard, I would lay down like you should lay with me now. Been traveling long, been working so hard, I would lay down. I would lay down like you should lay with me now.
So on this dairy farm, were you the only child? You have siblings?
I was the youngest. My middle brother, he had a crack at farming for a while, but it wasn't for him. And I knew from the get-go it wasn't going to be for me. But I worked on the farm growing up, yeah. So my older brother, he was 5 years older than me, and he did it professionally for a while. And then eventually mum and dad sold the farm and moved on and bought their first house in their 50s.
Ah, all right. What did you carry, though, from that experience?
Australia and America, it's an interesting comparison. Similar land mass when you look at the mainland of America and Australia, like very similar in size, extremely different in population. So space is something that we have.
Yeah.
And where I live is still relatively populated. But if you drive, you know, 6 or 8 hours and you start hitting that desert, it just opens out and there's just really open space.
Is that out back?
That is, yes. I'm right down the bottom, so it's the green belt. If you go around the edge from where I am all the way up to Queensland, the north of Queensland, it's green all the way around the edge. But if you drive 3, 4 hours, even an hour or two inland, it starts to dry out. The outback means you're getting off the beaten track. You're getting away from population. You're getting into the wider open spaces. That's kind of what the outback means to us. So where I am is pretty lush and green, and a lot of the Irish and Scottish immigrants moved there and started farms and stuff. And we have introduced species of trees that are deciduous, because there's no native deciduous trees in Australia.
Oh.
No. If you go to California, if you go to Golden Gate Park in California, that's what it feels like where I'm from, because there's lots of eucalyptus trees and the Monterey cypress pines and Macrocarpa cypress pines from California. They're everywhere where I live because the farmers planted them for windbreaks, which is kind of strange. It's an odd little thing that we have where I'm from. So, yeah, the coast of California, like the eucalypts and the cypress trees, that's sort of where I'm from, with open grassland.
Huh.
So this banjo here is it's made entirely out of Australian timbers. It's Australian Blackwood. So it's actually Otway Blackwood, which is the national park. A tree fell over in the national park, and I met someone who milled up that timber. And so it's a four-ply bent banjo rim. I made up all the jigs and stuff to do that. And it's got mulga cap. It's got a mulga fretboard, which is a very dense, hard desert timber from Australia. It's got a gidgee headstock. Timber's called. It's called mulga. This is Blackwood. Blackwood's very similar to koa, like Hawaiian koa. Almost identical. Hawaiian koa, if anything, has slightly larger paws to my eye, but very similar. It's a very good tone wood. So I've got access to Blackwood where I come from, and I use it a lot in my guitar making as well. It's a very beautiful timber, and it sounds good. But look, I got into instrument making when I was 19, 26 years ago. My uncle introduced me to a guitar maker who's since become a very good friend. And I also know Steve Gilchrist, who a lot of your listeners will know. He's a mandolin maker. So he lives right near. In fact, he used to live a kilometre from where I live now, his workshop. So he's an incredible mandolin maker. So Pete and Steve, they both live in the same town and sort of have worked together at different times. So particularly Peter Daffy's been a very good mentor to me, just sort of a brain's trust. But it's been a lot of figuring stuff out for myself, really, just like my playing, I guess.
Yeah.
Because Dad was a woodworker. Well, he is a woodworker, in his spare time. He started making instruments too, which is cool, since I've made all the jigs and stuff.
Yeah.
I don't do it commercially, but I thought about it, but I decided, how many ways can one person lose money? Be a songwriter and an instrument maker. But that said, the going rate is a bit better over here. In Australia, it can be pretty tough to find enough people to sell instruments to, if that makes sense.
Sure.
Yeah.
When the smoke comes, you'll see it in the sky, and you'll feel it in your throat. It'll linger when you cry. Particles of dust and the rain that never came, will combine with filthy vapor and falls another May. Fiery tongue of conceit, the smoke that curled in the distance now burns beneath your feet. A proceeded warn the truth before your eyes. We've made our beds with lies. Dawn that holds with pride. Oh, hey! Those flames, don't you've lit them before. The whole world's a battleground when all you see is war. You know those flames, don't you've lit them.
Yeah, I went to university and I followed the sort of conventional thread, I guess, which was great. You know, I really enjoyed working with young people and I still do. But I sort of got to a point where it wasn't compatible with my creative output and desires, mm-hmm. I guess. I had a really horrible boss at the time and I just, that was sort of a, in the end, a catalyst, a good catalyst in bad circumstances for me to just pull the pin and get out.
Where were you at, though, say, for instance, with your guitar playing by the time you were studying to teach?
Being from rural Victoria, you know, we only had about two radio stations. It was one youth radio station called Triple J, which has its positives and its negatives, but that was my one in, because, you know, I'm in my mid-40s, so, you know, this is back in the days before the internet. Looking back about what I was into at the time, my brother used to get, you know, the hottest 100 types, the hottest hits, you know, sort of stuff. And I always found myself veering towards bands like the Chili Peppers or, you know, Collective Soul or, you know, the sort of the very scant little tidbits of real, I'm not going to use the term real music, what I consider music that I like, yeah. You know. Uh-huh. I sort of found my way to those things. I think if I discovered Tom Waits when I was a 12-year-old, it would have just spoke to me in volumes, you know.
Yeah, right.
I was a pretty odd kid, you know. I've still got a very strange sense of humour, so all that sort of stuff speaks to me. So in terms of guitar playing, I'm self-taught, same with banjo playing. And as, I don't know, I've just been a slow burn, I guess, as the years have gone by. I've picked up different tricks, made up some new tricks. I mean, growing up in Ellerslie, where I grew up, you know, I just wanted to be in the best darn cover band that Warner Bull had ever seen, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
But that was kind of the career path that I could see as a musician. But, you know, things change, evolve.
Oh, I love you so much, it's unkind. Like the world's gonna end, stars collide in my mind, and I don't wish, I don't wish to lie, but my darling, I'm sure gonna try. It's just me, me and you, what we got ourselves into. Ourselves into beautiful blue. Thank you. of me too. Two lifetimes tonight, and give me three. Of your nine lives, and I've got to get myself a gun to shoot the sun out of the sky. Forever in your arms, forever in the night. And you, what we got ourselves into.
Thanks to WEKU, Red Barn Radio's official radio partner, NPR for Central and Eastern Kentucky. Listen online at weku.org. Red Barn Radio is presented with the support of LexArts, Lexington, Kentucky's cultural development, advocacy, and fundraising organization. LexArts, working for the development of a strong and vibrant arts community as a means of enhancing the quality of life in Central Kentucky. And by Visit Lex, Lexington, Kentucky's Convention and Visitors Bureau. Planning to visit Lexington or just looking for more information? Visit Lex is on the web at visitlex.com. Red Barn Radio's executive producer is Ed Commons, who also directs our show.
The Red Barn Radio theme was written and performed by the Lucy Becker Band. More information is available on social media at Lucy Becker Music.
Thanks so much for listening. I'm Kathy Stamps.
And I'm Forrest Leffler.
There are many people to thank for our broadcast. First, Nigel Wern, our guest on this program. We want to thank all of you for listening to our webcast and watching us on social media, and those listening to us on our growing network of Red Barn stations and media worldwide. Red Barn Radio comes to you from our home, the Arts Place Performance Hall, in downtown Lexington, Kentucky. Our website has updates and further information on our guests and our programs. We're on the web at redbarnradio.com. Now, the way that Nigel is tuning up that Gretsch, it tells me that he's willing to play one more tune for us, and I'd love to close out the evening that way.
Well, this is a song I wrote for my wife. The Greek goddess, my wife isn't a Greek goddess, but the Greek goddess Minerva was the goddess of wisdom and war, amongst other things. Anyway, this goes like this.
Found like a child with her ear to the ground. What happens if we don't hear the song of lovers gone wrong in the lessons of old? Did our eyes suddenly go blind? Blind screen, blue light. I fear the smoke escaped from the bottle. Found each other. The chorus the same, but the verses needed color. We found our other before the union of strange. My Minerva ourselves a home.
Thanks very much.
Red Barn Radio. Roots music, Southern style. The best music from the roots of the South. And sharing this music with the world.